Something coming faster than any of us can imagine and will change our lives in the most dramatic ways is AI.
And while AI used to sound freaky to me and just something that was going to take over my world, it really would have revolutionized my practice had I stuck around. Many of you know, I got so burnt out from charting. It was the big reason I left medicine because I was frustrated with the EMRs, the clunkiness, and the amount of time it took to learn them. Not only that, but not being able to sit and connect with a patient and look them in the eye, like one-on-one while you're actually interacting with them, the whole reason we went into medicine, not to do paperwork.
Yeah, so that's why May and I have started working with Lindy.ai, which is fascinating. They help you produce the most efficient notes, fully customizable, which is different than some other AI products, so you can do what you do best, which is see patients and let the artificial intelligence scribe do the dirty work for you.
Yeah, not only do you get the perfect patient notes the way you want, written in any format, for whatever specialty you're in, and maybe you're in ophthalmology or vet medicine, it will also create the note, scribe and send the patient follow-up instructions, referral letters, consultation notes. It's amazing. Lindy is offering our listeners a 7-day trial to experience the difference of their AI medical scribe. Go sign up at lindy.ai/bsfree to get started. That is Lindy, lindy.ai/bsfree. Hey everybody, in appreciation of all the love and support you've given us over the years, we're launching a special contest we'd like to call Share Your Thoughts and Win Coffee. Or instead of cocktails with cocktails, I don't know, it's coffee and comments. And we're looking to make this a bit of a celebration, a way to give back to this wonderful community that's been with us through thick and thin. So what's up for grabs? Not one, but 2, 3, maybe more lucky prizes for 2 separate winners. The prize package includes a freshly roasted 12-ounce bag of amazing coffee from Farewell Coffee Roasters, a BS-free MD Yeti to keep your beverages just the right temperature, and a surprise book personally selected from Tim and I. We're really excited to see who will win this fantastic bundle. And to enter, all you need to do is help us out by leaving us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening platform. That includes Spotify, Rumble, or YouTube. Share your thoughts about our podcast, what you've learned from us, or your favorite moments. For a bonus 5 entries, share this contest on your story and tag us. This will be available in video for you to do on social. And remember, the more friends you tag in separate comments, the more entries you'll get. There's no limits. We're accepting entries until midnight on March 13th, so don't miss out. And we'll announce the winner on our podcast and reach out directly to them, so keep listening. It could be you savoring that delicious Farewell coffee soon. Good luck, and thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being such an amazing part of our journey. And stay tuned, stay healthy, and who knows, the next cup of coffee could be on us.
Finally, a source of raw, real, and honest information on healthcare issues that matter most. Welcome to BS Free MD. From the latest medical information to how to stay sane as a doctor or a patient, no subject is taboo, no BS is allowed. Now, let's welcome your hosts, Drs. May and Tim Hindmarsh.
The props are turning, the bomb bays have opened, it's truth bomb time. There's that new Apple show, Masters of the Air. Outstanding. Someday, we're going to do a show about shows. What we watch, why we liked it. But that's for a later date. Today, I probably will get pissed off, just as I probably will be upset, even though very shortly we're having Brant Hansen on again, the unoffendable guy. Apparently, I need to read the book again.
Uh-huh. It's a good thing he's coming back to calm you down. I've given up.
Like a cooling balm on a sunburn. is our friend Brent Hansen.
And what's on your mind today, Tim?
Okay, so right at the end, towards the end of COVID, I remember a lot of commentators, some of my Substack writer friends, they're like, what's going to come next? Because once these guys start getting control, they're not going to let it go. And they said it's going to be climate change, like 100%. They were pushing it before they had kind of a reprieve with COVID. It's going to be climate change, everything. Climate change is destroying the earth. We need to like tax people, carbon credits, all the bullshit to grab more control because, of course, humans can control the weather, right? Because we control everything. Yes. Yes, you godless pagans. Apparently you do. So I get the Journal of the American Board of Family Medicine, and it shows up in my email yesterday. And this is the January-February episode or edition of the Jab FM.
Jab aptly named.
Yes, Jab FM. Where all our hosts are alcoholics, but vaccinated. Some people don't even know what FM radio is.
Okay.
Anyways, so Jab FM. Editor's note, a focus on climate change and how it impacts family medicine. Next article, climate change. How will family physicians rise to the challenge? Next article, how physicians should respond to climate change. Next article, climate change. Psychological distress, an undiagnosed cause of mental health disturbances. When climate change shows up in the exam room, because climate change shows up in the exam room. Yes.
For real.
Hi, my name is Climate Change, and I have penile discharge. I've just had unprotected sex with hurricane and tornado. Climate change and the policy reforms, a view from the primary care clinic. There you go. And then there's some other articles, one about diversity and, you know, women in healthcare, even though there's more women graduating from medical school now as a total average than men.
As temperature and sea levels rise, it says air quality worsens and weather events become more extreme. And this comes into the exam room.
Okay, but let's assume that all of that's true. Okay. I think, you know, do climates change? Of course. Is the earth got warmer? Yeah, a little bit. By what? I don't know, not even what, half a degree centigrade in 100 years or something. I don't know. But here's the deal. It's not the problem. It's the solution, right? The solution is always more government control and less freedom. That's always the solution. And we say no to that. So the issue, it's like, it can be whatever you want because it's all models. Like, there's no hard scientific evidence for any of this or any of the solutions. And judging by how they treated COVID, I don't trust the powers that be to come up with a good solution to this one. Because it's going to be more lockdown, more shutdown, more whatever. And plus, it's global warming. It's not Seattle warming. It's global warming. So you have countries like India and China that are cranking up all their industrialization, and they don't give two shits about climate change. Guess what? The climate still changes, but somehow I have to sacrifice my gas SUV when it makes zero difference compared to the gajillion coal fire plants that they're building in China.
Hey, do your part.
No, it's just silly. It's just more control. It's more leftist nonsense. How about you write a medical journal about, I don't know, medicine?
Well,
like how to treat, like the fact that we may end up with 100% drug-resistant gonorrhea. I'd like to know about that. Not when climate change comes into the exam room.
Well, I'm going to challenge you because if you read further, it talks about the health effects that people come into the exam room from secondary to climate change. And they're citing, because of the warming, things like water and vector-borne diseases, asthma triggered by red tide blooms, repeated wildfire exposures.
Yeah, but what are you going to do about it?
And heat-related cardiovascular.
No, it's always the same solution. It's less people. People are the problem. We need less people. What are you going to do? You're going to go over to China and India, like, and you know, these countries that are massively expanding their economies and their industrialization, and like just get rid of 2.5 billion people? Like, what's this? There's, yes, okay, there's a problem. It's an insoluble problem. It's like, You know, people get old and die. Don't get old. Oh, die young. Like, it's just completely nuts. Like, this is, it's wasting my time and pissing me off.
Yeah. It's a roundabout way of, like, I mean,
it's a roundabout way of being a socialist commie. That's what it, that's honestly, all, well, that's where this all ends up.
What else in the world haven't we faced where we still take care of patients depending on, I don't know, whatever happens there in their life? When they go on vacation and get inebriated and step on sea urchins, we don't ban alcohol. Street. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's like the Fred Armiston thing from Parks and Rec with the straight to jail. The solution is always straight to communism, like straight to socialism, straight to you are the problem. You are the problem. You greedy, fat American bastard in your SUV and your boat and your motorhome and your RV and all the shit that you own. You're the problem. You selfish, over-consuming bastard. You are the problem. That's what that's all about.
Absolutely.
You know, it's
interesting,
like,
how when they're having a journal devoted to COPD, the effects of smoking, that it kind of changes. The whole tone changes, that they're not blaming the smoker for their long-term, abuse of the medical system, and that we're all paying for someone on Medicare for their inhalers, hospitalizations, oxygen. But it's how to, humanely and politely and care for your patients despite.
No, or in Canada, just kill them.
Or pick something else, like paying for PrEP or whatever choices. But when it comes to climate change, there seems to be a little bit of a.
Right. No, PrEP is covered. I don't know if it's covered in Florida. It was covered in Oregon. It's for men that have sex with men to be able to have a preventative agent so that they have much, much less, almost zero risk of getting HIV. Okay. Great. Sounds like great.
Well, what I'm saying
but
is
here's the point. Here's the, but here's
how
the point.
The narrative changes.
Right. But here's, but the narrative changes. Here's the point. You only get HIV in that world if you're promiscuous. So PrEP is for people that have multiple sex partners. Well, some people disagree morally with multiple sex partners, whether you're gay or straight. They disagree with, it's like you pick one partner. Okay, you're still paying for someone else's PrEP. You're still paying for their lifestyle. You know, did you get the vote on whether that's something that you wanted to pay for? Did you get the vote on that? Well, no, you didn't. But you selfish bastard driving the SUV, you're making the world hot, and now there's a red tide, and I might get a rash when I go into the Gulf of Mexico.
Total double standard.
It's just whatever the political narrative is, that's the thing, right? And it's just like,
well, this,
and this is why you have to get rid of
journals.
But this is why you have to get rid of corporate capture and government capture. This is why, because don't think about how great it's going to be when your dictator is in and it's Obama and you love Obama, or it's Trump and you love Trump. And I don't give a shit if Trump has tons of power because I love Trump. No. That's not how you think. You have to think, pick the president I have hated the most, multiply everything I hate about him by 10, and then give him the power over your health. That's why you don't have socialized medicine, not just because it's inefficient potentially, but because it's immoral. Okay, so let's say Jerry Falwell Jr. is now president and he's in charge of the healthcare system. And he's like, you know what? There's certain sexual activities that have certain diseases. So we're just going to make it illegal to have whatever sexual proclivity, because it's a health risk. It's a health risk. It's a health. Climate change is a health risk. Having multiple sex partners is a health risk. We're going to make adultery illegal. Health risk, health risk, health risk. No, that's an insane, not free society. And that's the point, is that I'm going to make up my own mind who I sleep with, which my mind's made up at this point, and it has been for 32 years. And you know what? Whether I drive an SUV or not, it's going to make a damn bit of difference on the red tide. So I'm getting in the Escalade and going to Lowe's and buying some screws for my kiteboard.
I'm going to the beach and I'm going to hang out until the red tide comes.
That's right.
No blame here. And with that, I'm dropping a bomb, polluting the environment. Till next time, bombs away.
Oh, hang on one second. And these guys bitching about climate change and greenhouse gases are the same bastards that are sending gajillions of dollars to Ukraine for more frickin' bombs. That doesn't destroy the environment at all.
It's no secret that medicine is a bit uptight. That's why Tim and I created BS Free MD, to mix things up a little and have fun in the process. Besides, we are having these exact same discussions all the time, so we thought we might as well invite everyone to the party. If you really like us, you can get plenty more and maybe see one of Tim's cool tattoos on our Instagram or Facebook pages at BS Free MD. See you next time.
But we try to keep BS3MD as raw and real as possible. We can't be held responsible for any medical decisions or discussions had as a result of what you've heard on the show. We know, bummer. But the truth is, we really do care about your questions. So feel free to reach out to us by email at doc@bs3md.com.